Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah! And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that!
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in!
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it!
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My check engine light's on.
That could hurt your gas mileage. The AutoZone free fix finder service can help find the fix for free.
Get in zone.
This whole report for free?
That's right. Printed and on your phone for free.
Get in zone.
But what if the fix is too tough?
We'll recommend a local shop. Fix Finder, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Hello?
Hey, Chelsea.
Hi. What's going on?
Well, I'm feeling very grateful to be incredibly unemployed, so I could see your Instagram story the second you posted it.
This is my market.
Immediately.
This is my market. This is my... what was your employment prior?
I worked at a medical marijuana dispensary.
Oh man. Were you just absolutely zooted every day?
Most days. Yeah, for sure.
And what are you looking to get into now?
Disability.
You don't want to work ever again?
Probably not. No. I'm not sure. I think I'm going to be a lot better off entertaining a handful of like stupid part-time gigs, but I think it's going to serve me a lot more than giving all my energy to something full-time that is not paying my bills.
You really sound like the voice of a generation.
I'm always saying this. Honestly, thank you so much.
The gig economy. You're the face of the gig economy, or you aspire to be.
Something like that. I've been pursuing stand-up comedy for the last year.
You seem like a real sweetheart, but I gotta go.
Ding,
ding, ding, ding. Uh-oh, looks like we're out of time. Goodbye.
As valid as
don't
it
do
could
it.
Be, truly.
You buried the lead.
Aspiring yeah, I don't stand-up. Love to introduce myself like that.
Wait, so have you been seeing all these memes about like Gen Z is hard to work with?
Sure. Yeah.
Have you or not? Don't lie to me. I mean, is it coming up in my feed because I'm my point of view, or is it coming up in your feed as well? Or are you not on Instagram?
No. Yes, I do know what you're referring to. But to be fair, I am a like hard millennial for sure.
See, I don't even understand the generations.
Me either, but I am about to turn 30, so I'm definitely not Gen Z.
All I know is that, you know, Boomer is now just a stand-in for anyone you don't agree with. Which is stupid. And I pretty much hate anyone who identifies by their generation. Like, I didn't grow up doing that. What is that?
That is strange to me. I do agree.
Why is it so important to people now?
Somebody who is like 22 was like complaining to me about how much she doesn't like kids that are in, or she was going on and on about Gen Alpha one day. And I was just
Gen
like,
who now?
Like literal toddlers. I don't know.
Gen Alpha? Who is that?
I don't even know, man. I truly don't know what I'm talking about right
Hold
now.
Hold on. Let me write this down. Generation Alpha. Now, is Alpha short for anything?
My stupid flag is really showing right now. Honestly, I don't know.
Well, anyway, listen, I think all the generations are so wonderful, but I really do think it's weird and divisive to, is it divisive or divisive? There's a lot of words like that that I don't, I say them one way, but I feel they're supposed to be said another way. Like
that one I do know, it's divisive.
Anyhow, the point being, with the Gen Z stuff, I have experienced it where it is crazy. I think sometimes for my generation, I worked really, really hard, often for very little, with the idea, oh, this is exposure and blah, blah, blah. And then I get to this place where I have more success, but no one's paying it forward from down below anymore. It's like, that was exploitation. So it's like I just gave of myself for to no end, I guess. Well, I guess I guess the end is this podcast. And then maybe I die within a year. But all this to say, I think the reason that this whole reputation has started with Gen Z, I don't even actually know what Gen Z is, but let me expostulate. Is that a word?
Sure. That...
I think it's the problem is everyone's going, well, the American dream, quote unquote, it's not available to me because I have student loans. I can't buy a house. You know, all this like right. paying your dues results in me still being unable to buy a house, having debt and climate change looming on the horizon. So it's like, hey, let's be poly and just, you know, work gigs. And not give it our all because what's the point? That's my outsider take. But
I think you are correct. And you know what's got me really in a spiral this last like week or so is it's truly just like I don't know what long COVID exactly is. However, I'm kind of confident I have it. And I'm really terrified about what that could mean down the line. I don't know. I've had a lot of really freaky symptoms piling up in the last year and they're only getting more unsettling.
We'll just try to keep it light. I don't know what I don't know what long COVID is exactly, but I was thinking about this driving around. Like, it's got to be real, right? Like, right. so many people have it, and it's got a term for it, so it's got to be real. It's just weird how like no one wears masks anymore. I mean, I myself included, and. The energy is like COVID is over. I will say I got, well, this is, I don't even want to get into this conversation. All right. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Cut her off on the thank you. Hello.
Oh my gosh, Chelsea. Hello.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm all right. Okay. What's on your mind? Where I'm keeping it open today, like the old school podcast. What any topics that have resonated with you in the past? Any thoughts?
Well, I love the food challenge. Like, I don't know if it's a challenge exactly, but when you're like wrong on certain foods, like cumin. But you know, what's on my mind is I'm kind of snowed in Portland right now and like semi-unemployed, so
everyone's, you know, unemployed,
all the fields of that,
everyone is unemployed. What a mess. What a mess. Oh man. What was your job before this? This is how you have to do crowd work now. What was your job when you had a job?
When I had a job, I was doing community engagement for a city near Portland, and it was really stressful. So you know, a lot of process, a lot of small government bureaucracy kinds of issues. So yeah.
What's your dream job?
I would love to be a set designer or costume designer for like a period piece show, but I don't know which era, you know, but I just would love to like research and create stuff.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I was texting my publicist. What did you say? Hate to say it.
Did you get the text out?
I did. I got the text off, but I realized I haven't retained a word you've said. You said something. You wanted to do...
Yeah, I was saying, you know, dream job, love to research like an era of history and then create a set or like costume wardrobe for that.
That's cool.
I think that would be a dream job.
What's your favorite period piece?
Well, that's what I was saying. It's like, I don't really have one of mine. I think I need to be assigned it, you know, like someone needs to give me some structure. But, yeah, I mean, I do love the 30s.
Wait, so what is your topic? What was your topic? It was No, I asked you this. What were you calling to talk about?
Well, you said any topic, and I was just thinking we could collab on it.
Okay, hold on a second. I had to get off. I can't. I need... Okay. What's your topic?
Hi. I had two questions.
Great.
One, do you still drink Nespresso?
No.
Are you still a Nespresso fan?
No.
Nespresso, no thank you. Nespresso, no thank you. No fucking thanks.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I don't like the plastic pods anymore.
That is true. But you can recycle them.
No, it's not the waste. I don't want to heat plastic and drink it every morning.
Oh, that's smart.
In fact, on Instagram, I just saw that like plastic water bottles have tons of like tiny pieces of, you know, microplastics in all the water. I'm like, damn, all these Bay Area people were right. You really should carry a water bottle that isn't plastic.
Like a good old Stanley or something.
Exactly.
And the second
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
I have a follow-up question for you. Do you love Nespresso?
Okay. I'm a huge Nespresso fan.
Really?
The double shot espressos? Mm. Oh, yeah.
So do you do the purple one, Intenso?
No, I can't handle it.
Really?
I do like the mid one. That would have me on silverfish type energy.
Really? Now, see, that's probably why I'm on that energy. Because, like, for me, that was a necessary. And sometimes my living partner tries to get light roast or, like, medium roast coffee. I'm like,
light rose coffee. Back up off me.
I need dark roast, or it feels like I'm just tasting water mostly.
That is true, because the blonde roast at Starbucks, I heard it has more caffeine, but I do like a little bit of a bolder taste.
Good oat milk. That's a great point. Okay, that is a great point, because that blonde roast is disgusting. I absolutely do not enjoy it. They used to have this one drink that Natasha Leggero told me about. It was like a shaken, I want to say brown sugar,
something.
And it was made with dark roast. And then all of a sudden, all they have at Starbucks is this light blonde roast. Have you noticed this?
Yeah. Everyone's obsessed with it now, but I can't do it. I just can't.
Everyone's obsessed with it? It's like Gypsy Rose and blonde roast. Can I get out of this world? I don't belong here. Hold on. Let me hit my song for that. Hold on now.
He don't belong here.
So there I am on Earth, surrounded by people who are drinking blonde roast Starbucks trash. Unless Starbucks wants to sponsor the show, in which case I do actually really like the blonde roast.
Turns out you
can. But also, not only that, but they're they're hailing Gypsy Rose as an icon. I don't know. I'm not sure. I went and watched some clips. I did some research after that caller, and I said, I'm not sure. Here's the gavel sideways. Half of a hit sideways. That means I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like we did make Gypsy Rose an influencer, but I don't get it yet.
Now, who is we? Who is we? Your generation, your identity group. Let's get specific.
I think us as a people on social media currently, because she is unsolicitedly all over my feed.
Yes.
Of TikTok, of Instagram, whatnot, Snapchat stories. And I don't get it yet.
Yeah, I don't
there
know.
Yet.
I don't know. I'm trying to, but you know what? I'm, like I said on the last call, I'm still kind of reeling from the Britney movement. I think we may be making some misjudgments as a mob online. And I'm feeling that across the board. I'm starting to question mob mentality. Although in the Salem witch trials, it was actually very sound.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Before I am to be let go, I had one more thing. I'm obsessed with the past episode, Susan, Sam, and Bong.
Oh,
I
yes.
love it. Do you see a return of Jenny Slate / Susan Slate?
Let me see. Let me write this. I'm writing your note down. Susan, Sam, and Bong. Obsessed possible best of. Okay, I'll take it under consideration.
Oh, thank you so much.
thank you for you. Having two ideas for your call. You made my day, caller.
Oh, you made my day, Kelsey.
Well, listen, I gotta take the next call.
Hello.
Just trying to get my daily whistle quotient going.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Trying to distract myself from work, so I'm not doing my job at the moment. I'm in a great state of despair, but otherwise, hanging in there.
Is that your topic? Despair?
Yeah, kind of just thinking about anxieties and fears. Do you have any irrational fears?
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Let's hit it. Give me a vacation.
Vacation.
Give me a wave.
Surfing.
Give me a city tour.
The trolley.
Give me animals.
The zoo.
Give me some sea life. Give me museums.
Balboa Park.
Give me a woo.
Roller coaster.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your family vacation at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
Well, bears is one.
I know you had a great bear story. Finally, I was very happy.
Finally.
Have you ever been to that? I think it's that national park in Wyoming, Teton National Park.
The correct pronunciation is Teton.
No.
They apparently have a bunch of grizzly bears. I'm big into going to national parks, but that's been something that's been holding me back to going to that particular one.
Yeah.
There haven't been any major bear attacks there, but, you know.
A tarp?
I'm all for like a black bear.
Oh, yeah.
Not a tarp. Is there any interesting topics for the day, Chelsea?
No, that's what you're calling with. Bye, caller. I can't. This is actually literally vintage Call Chelsea Pretty. I think it's good for me. But we also have a lot planned on the horizon. Hi, what's your topic?
Dating.
Okay. Go for it.
So I have been sleeping with this guy for like a couple months, right? And the last time I was at his house, he told me while we were in the moment that his 6-year-old daughter was also in the house and had not previously disclosed that information. Do you as a mother think that is like super out of pocket, or is that like something that I should expect while I'm sleeping with someone with a kid?
Well, I'm very confused and I'm gonna have to ask several follow-up questions. Okay, so
okay.
He said that this kid is in the house.
So I knew he had a kid, right?
Mm-hmm.
And every other time that we have spent time together, I am not under the impression that she was ever there. However, while we were like doing adult activities and I like made a sound, he was like, oh, I don't want to wake up my daughter.
Well, so here's my next question. Is this booty calls? Like, are you going over there at 2 a.m?
No, it was like 9 p.m. Like, yes, so he's called, like, not 2 o'clock in the morning, though.
Right, but like little kids wake up all the time in the night. This is like a real risky
Thank you.
Play.
Imagine that she like has a nightmare and like goes to get into bed with dad and it's like, surprise, bitch, I'm already there. Like,
right.
Oh, I mean, and you want to hear like the worst part of this?
I guess so, yeah.
Like not even 10 minutes prior, I had walked through this man's house completely naked to go to the bathroom and he didn't even hit me with like a, you might want to put a sweater on.
Oh my gosh. What the hell? What's your question? Because I think you know the answer, but what is your question?
Like, I really don't know this man very well. Is it, like, appropriate for me to be like, hey, I don't want to have sex with you if your child is in the house?
I mean, what about going the whole hog and just going, I don't want to have sex with you? Moving on.
Yeah, that is also very much on the radar.
Or the opposite of the whole hog, I guess.
No hog.
Go no hog and say, you don't seem straightforward. And
yeah,
I don't want to date or have sex with someone who's misleading me about anything.
And that was like kind of my initial reaction, but I feel
good.
Advice from my friends where they're like, well, it's not like you're dating him, like just set that boundary. And I'm like, I don't think that should be a boundary I have to set.
I mean, has he been to your house?
No, which is annoying.
Yeah, I mean, why don't you just be like,
there are no children here.
But honestly, I'm not going to encourage it. I'm too old for that. I'm not going to encourage any kind of fucking with someone who's misleading you. Because watch, I'll be like, have him just come to your house. And then he kills you with a knife because he's psycho. I don't know. I just think like he's misleading. That's usually not an isolated. And how old are you?
Like you're playing these games at your big age. I'm 28.
Okay. I say there's always someone to fuck. You don't need to fuck this guy.
That's so true.
All right. Peace be with you. Okay. Hello, what's your topic?
Hello?
Hi, what's your topic?
We want to know if you like your time on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Who is we?
Me and my friend Kaylee.
Kaylee! Of course I did.
What was your favorite season to film?
God, I have no idea. I don't really know if I have a favorite season. Season one was very exciting and new and stimulating. But I don't really, I think I would think more in terms of like moments I liked or episodes I liked versus like entire seasons. Why? What was your favorite season?
Probably season two. But I really liked your send-off when you did the Gina moment, the movement.
Okay.
Of dance.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Now, is this all you guys have to talk about or you have anything else?
Do we have anything else? No.
That's it? All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling. Take care, you two.
Okay. You all too.
Bye.
Bye.
God. Hello, what's your topic?
Just me, I guess.
You?
Yeah, I'll talk about me.
Okay, go for it.
Hi, my name is Catherine, and I'm a student in informatics, and I'm just so scared because I have an exam tomorrow, and I'm so scared right now.
Well, we wish you the best of luck with that exam. Well, we wish you the best of luck with that exam. We wish you the best of luck with that exam. We wish you the best of luck with that exam. We wish you the best of luck with that exam. You know you can do it. You can do it. All right. Well, this has been a really exciting peek in. Okay. Hi, what's your topic?
Just the show, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay. What? Go for it.
Oh. Okay. Hey. Hi, Chelsea.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going all right.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I actually called you earlier, maybe like 10 minutes ago. I guess you couldn't hear me.
No. Yeah. I saw your name, but I couldn't hear anything.
Yeah, my AirPods been acting up lately.
Oh, but, shit. I tell you, technology was better when it was just, life was better when it was absolutely all landlines, I swear to G.
Honestly, it really was. I remember when my grandma had one of those rotary ones.
Yeah.
I love those ones.
Oh, it was great. It took 10 minutes to dial.
Honestly, I've always felt like I was like an old school person, you know?
Mm.
Like, yeah, I'm 25, but I've always felt like I was supposed to be in like the 80s or 70s or something.
I think 70s. Let's go 70s. I also always kind of felt like an old soul, even as a child. Do you think your parents laid the weight on the world, or the weight of the world on your shoulders?
Kind of, actually, yeah. Yeah. I'm the middle child, so I got a lot going for me.
Yeah, what is the middle child supposed to be all about? Because I know the younger is like rebellious and the older feels all this responsibility. What are you?
Okay, so I'm only going to say this because I know my siblings or family or anyone won't ever.
Thanks. You're like, or anyone really on earth? Yeah, go ahead, whatever.
Well, it's because my parents are, I'm first gen, so my parents are immigrants, so they don't really know much.
Wait, where did you say you're from?
I'm Egyptian.
Oh, okay. You said you're third gen. Is that what you said?
First gen.
First gen. Okay.
Yeah, I was the first in my family born in the country.
Look. Trying to support you.
Whoa.
That was applause.
Oh, it was applause?
Yeah, did it? Sick. What did it sound like?
I honestly thought you were like screaming into the mic for a second.
Oh, yeah. It's always a disappointing thing to hear how the sound effects sound to callers.
It's okay. When this episode comes out, I'll play it back and I'll hear how it is.
Okay. That's right. That's a good attitude. Okay, wait. You were about to tell me. So middle child, what are you? A state of nothingness?
I have an older sister and a younger brother. I feel like my older sister is kind of a smartass. Like she knows a lot.
Right.
You know, like, I feel like I can never win an argument with her. I mean, she was in debate in high school, so yeah. I guess I'm part of it.
She's smart.
Also, like, yeah, exactly. She's just like, no, actually, it's this. And she'll reply to my Instagram stories with, like, the most minute details. I'm like, why does that even matter?
Or, like, you know, yeah.
She feels like she thinks she's better than everyone.
Right.
And my brother is just, my younger brother, he shows, like, no emotions. I can never really read the guy, you know?
You should show him The Notebook.
Oh, that's such a good idea. That's
no,
actually funny
not.
As hell, because I haven't seen it myself, but I feel like if I showed it to him, he would, yeah.
I'm trying to think.
I'm writing that down right now.
I'm trying to think of the saddest movies I've ever seen. There was also that Bjork one. I can't remember what it's called, where she worked in a factory. That was pretty brutal.
Dancer in the Dark.
I saw this video the other day, how some guy was making a joke about Bridge to Terabithia, how it's supposed to be like a movie for kids.
Oh, I don't know it.
It was one of those old Disney movies, I think. Not like old, but like early 2000s.
The name sounds good.
Sure. Yeah, it was actually a pretty good movie. So they had, get this though, they made it for kids, right? It's a straight up Disney movie.
Yeah.
And so turns out, okay, so this kid is getting bullied by this girl, right?
Yeah.
The girl that's bullying him, turns out she has like an abusive father.
Of course.
And so the guy that's getting bullied meets this new girl who like transfers in or something, and they become friends. So the Bridge to Terabithia is like this rope swing in like the woods by their house or something. And then like they go into the woods, they have this like make-believe type of land, and there's this giant monster that looks exactly like the girl that's bullying the guy. And so we don't find out about the whole like bully girl situation till the end, I guess. I haven't seen this movie in forever.
Yeah.
But there's like all these other details I forgot what you said, but at the end, the new girl.
You should pull open the wiki page.
No, she was swinging on the bridge, and then she fell off and died. Like just so sudden, like that, and I'm like.
Well, have you ever seen like, Charlotte's Web? That's what you should show your brother. That thing fucked me up.
That dude, that did fuck me up. Charlotte, are you kidding me, bro? I remember being in elementary school in some assembly, and they played Charlotte's Web for whatever reason.
Wow.
And as Charlotte started to pass, I remember like tearing up. I was like, my God, bro. Like,
I mean, they build her up. You become so attached to Charlotte. And then they just
like,
kill
it's
her.
Called Charlotte's Web, and you're going to kill her off? Like,
seriously.
So fucked up, bro.
That was like on Game
these
of Thrones.
These people in Hollywood, man, they
seriously.
Got all these crazy ideas. No offense. I
no.
love you.
I don't consider
like,
myself part of Hollywood.
Ideas, like, you know, killing off main characters and stuff.
It should be outlawed. It isn't okay.
It really?
Also, it's
you
like.
You know what?
What?
I really want to get into the film industry one day, so. If that ever happens, I hope we get to work together. And we'll make it.
Ding, 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 ding. Looks like we're out of time. Goodbye.
Perfect.
Ding, ding, ding. Looks like we're out of time. Goodbye.
Just kidding.
Okay. Okay, bye.
No,
just
wait.
Say how much I love you.
Rami, no!
Okay. I'm still here.
I was just kidding.
Okay.
This other girl said she wanted to do stand-up, so I had to hit the button for both of you. No, I really
you
am.
You don't real good at the chat.
Yeah. But, wait, anyway, well, I think that sounds kind of good. Bridge to Terabithia. I'm going to check it out.
Just prepare yourself.
I will.
I haven't seen it in forever, but I've heard.
Right.
Like people like as people get older, they like start to dissect things.
You know what,
like,
you should
just like that, and then they go into the details and just it fucks up the memory, you know?
Yeah. On Golden Pond, show that to your brother. Notebook on Golden Pond. Yeah. It's a classic.
What's up? Is it on like Netflix or
no idea.
No, that doesn't even matter. I'll look it up.
I know. Well, I think it's funny when people ask where anything is because I mean first of all, there's so many things now that I can never remember where I watched anything. Except honest like if I watch a whole series, I might remember, you know?
Right.
But a lot of times I'm like, give it a goog. Give it a goog.
Yeah. A goog, straight up. Like, honestly, too, at this point, I have so many streaming subscriptions that
it's
I
disgusting.
Don't remember.
It's disgusting.
Like, what I was watching on what.
You know it what? Really, TV was better when it was just two channels. No, I can't say that. It really wasn't.
I remember those days. The live channels and the commercials in between them.
Remember?
I still got that. So it's kind of weird to see. Like, I still have, like, live TV.
Yeah.
That, like, came built into my TV.
Yeah.
So it's like, so I'd be, like, thrown off sometimes when I'm, like, seeing commercials pop up in the middle. I'm like, what happened?
Where did I take a wrong turn?
Did I hit the remote by accident?
Listen, you've been a treasure. I'm glad you called back. I hope your brother cries soon. It's good for men to cry.
Absolutely. I cry, not a lot, but I cry, and I'm not ashamed of it.
That's good for you. Look.
You seem like a kind-hearted person.
I'm so glad that I got to talk to you, and I wish you the best of luck, and maybe one day we'll meet soon.
That's right, we'll be acting together.
Yes, but and we're going to take all this dumb Hollywood stuff, and we're going to reinvent it.
Reinvent Hollywood together, you and me, arm in arm. Bye.
I'm on my way. Bye.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Reinvent. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, what's your topic?
Oh my God! You are our topic. How are you doing today?
I think we need a more specific topic, ladies. Are you ladies?
What?
I said, are you ladies? I don't want to ever presume.
Oh, yes, we are.
Okay, cool.
Yes, we are.
I think your topic needs to be honed in a little bit.
What's it like being Gina Linetti?
Well, first of all, I'm not. Let's just be clear. I'm Chelsea Peretti. What was it like? Listen, she got to say a lot of silly, fun one-liners. That was fun. You know, working on a studio lot in Hollywood.
Oh my God.
Okay, tell me about you two. Where are you?
I'm really good. My name's Sienna. I'm Mackenzie. We're best friends.
Well, that's wonderful.
We're like
We're like super fans of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh my gosh. You speak in unison?
We quote it every day, live it every day.
How do you live it?
I don't know. We just
act out the scenes. Wait, are you guys twins or your best friends?
Best friends.
You seem to have that twin synergy where you're speaking and have you ever had your have you ever had a DNA test? You might be one of you adopted? You could be long lost sisters.
No, she's adopted into my family though.
For real.
Like now she stays with me a lot.
That's the best when you're young and you get to stay at someone else's house.
Really? For real.
What snacks do you guys get into when she stays over?
What snacks?
That's right.
Like grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese. We just chef it up.
Katie.
What's that?
Kraft dinner over in Canada.
Okay.
Yes.
I love Kraft.
So, Alberta.
Is that mac and cheese or is dinner something else?
It's mac and cheese.
It's mac and cheese, but the cheese is like powder.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, so good.
You know what else I love?
Put, like, cheese in it.
I don't know if you get it out there. Annie's White Cheddar Shells. Available for sponsorship.
Good.
Available for sponsorship. And you know what? I will say this. You're not going to probably like it, but what I do is instead of milk, I put plain yogurt. I can't remember if I mentioned this already. And it gives it a tanginess that is just out of this world. Interstellar.
That's pretty dang good.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
It's delicious. This is making me
want
it. That's
up next for supper tonight.
Real.
Yeah. I love it. All right. Well, take care, ladies. Enjoy Canada for
you
me.
You too. Have a great life.
Okay. Have a great life.
Talking to you.
Bye. Why do I compulsively draw hearts? I mean, I sit here on the podcast and I just draw hearts and just pages of hearts and hearts. It's weird. They're the shape of the heart. I don't know. It's just a compulsively easy thing to repeat draw. What's your favorite snack these days? What topic do you have? Talk to me.
My favorite snack?
That's right.
Gotta go Oreos. Oreos classic.
Yeah, those are great.
My topic is just thanking you for being like incredibly funny woman to like young people and a trans woman, and you've just been this beacon of like strong femininity for
Thank
me
you.
For my like entire early life. And anyways, this is gushy.
Oh, but that's so sweet. Appreciate you. Yeah. No, I really do appreciate it. I could feel your energy. Like, it's so sweet and I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much.
You didn't really tell me your snack faves though.
Honestly, I will just slather as much peanut butter as humanly possible on bread and I just have that.
The way you,
like, however much peanut butter you are imagining, it is not enough.
It's crazy how panicked you sounded, and then the result was just tons of peanut butter. Wait, someone else just told me. I feel like that seems to be a very common snack that people just eat.
Yeah, well,
huge amounts of peanut butter. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the snack for me. I mean, aren't you just like the texture, the mouthfeel, you're just like,
I guess you want a crunchy,
yeah,
crunchy something sometime. Okay, Oreos.
Actually, I will say this. Crunchy peanut butter on a banana or on sliced banana, that's really good.
Dude, I never got into the banana and peanut butter cake.
What the fuck? You just eat plain peanut butter? You're like, dude, I never liked that. You sounded excited, like you did like it, and then you're like, dude, I never tried that.
never went down that path.
Never went down that dark, delicious path.
Never strayed.
You're just eating spoons of, you said slather, did you not? What are you slathering it on? A tortilla?
Bread.
That is just a dry snack.
I know.
Do you drink tons of water?
I drink tons of Red Bull.
Oh my God. Your shits must be just like packed clay, like dry.
Oh my God. I like, you don't want to go.
Listen,
there.
I'm already there mentally from your diet. Imagine your intestinal distress. I need you to eat some chard, and I need you to eat some kale. Now, lately, I've been steaming kale, and then I put a vinaigrette on it. It's delicious.
Ooh.
Steam it, and then I put a little vinegar and a little, maybe some garlic salt or whatever, and it's just, and some olive oil. It's really good. Oops, just drew four hearts. Can't stop. Won't stop. Well, good luck. I want you to introduce some cruciferous veg and maybe some apples. Do you eat an apple every day?
Not every day. The doctors are coming for me.
Yeah, you got to get on this. I'm worried about you.
I'm off the grid, dude. Like, I'm in danger right now.
Yeah. You got to eat one apple to start your day and then steam some kale at dinner time. Put a little vinaigrette on there. Trust me, it's delicious. Don't overcook it. Just remember, when steaming or cooking or roasting vegetables, if you could eat them raw, you barely need to cook or steam them. Retain all that life-giving energy.
Yeah.
You're like, I gotta go. Anyways, listen, thanks for your call. Hydrate, eat vegetables and fruit. I'll try to do the same. You ever tried Natural Calm, magnesium?
No, although I did work in a health and beauty section of a superstore for a long time, so
that doesn't really hydrate you. Well, anyway, that I think is also supposed to keep you going. Psyllium husk. I just want you to be safe. All right.
Yes, of course. Well, I appreciate that.
Thanks for your call.
Thank you. Have an amazing day.
You too. And you too as well. There used to be this comedian in New York, Exion, who would say too as well. He always said you too as well. I don't know why that always stuck with me. Hello, caller. What's your topic?
Chelsea, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
I was wondering if you knew, I know you have an affinity for existential dread, which I share.
All right, hold on. Nothing really suits existential dread like that sound effect of glass breaking.
No.
That's how I feel all the time. Yeah. Okay. So what?
So, yeah, I wondered if you knew about the Catalina Island contamination.
Oh, my God. Do you mean those deep down things of like DEET or something that's in the ocean by Catalina Island?
There's 25,000 barrels of a banned pesticide that was developed during World War II. That is linked to
I do know this.
Yes.
I hate to say I do know this. Of course I know this, because if there's something to be read.
I figured it should be on your radar.
Well, it's on my radar, unfortunately. And the problem is, I actually just went to Catalina Island for the first time. Yeah. And is it like all the the Channel Islands are not the same, right? They're somewhere else.
I'm not sure what those are, but these are like 12 miles off the coast. Like, you could swim there if you wanted to swim in it.
And there's no way to clean it up, right? It just is like ominously sitting there. Like,
not only is there not a good way to clean it up because it's such a persistent chemical, it's also highly fat soluble, which means that it's like working its way up the food chain. It's been linked to like an epidemic of cancers in dolphins and sea lions.
Oh, God. I need a dolphin.
Also, other fish. So like other animals that eat it, they retain it. And then eventually humans eat something that ate that and we get to ingest it.
God. And even when I was on Catalina Island, I feel like they were like, this is fish caught out of the ocean or something.
Oh, yeah. That might have been like a Groupon meal. It's like, this is like DDT certified, four for the price of one.
No, they literally were like fresh catch. Here's the animals. Here's six animals that eat dolphin. Orca, tiger shark, dusky shark, great white shark, bull shark, and humans? What is this source? We don't eat dolphin, do we?
We don't. I know there are countries that do, and it's highly controversial, but they're pretty persistent about it because of, like, you know, cultural delicacies and such. Yeah, it's problematic.
Man, what's to be done here? I mean, what is to be done? Who are you? What's your background? How do you know about this? You hang up?
No, I didn't hang up. I think I saw it on Reddit, and then it popped up again a couple days ago. And then, yeah, I was like, when I saw it, I thought about you. I'm like, this is the kind of stuff that I remember you would share back in the day, like air quality.
That is horrible, like, that is my brand. Like, you see a disaster and you think of me.
Pretty much.
It's kind of beautiful in a horrible, dark way. I mean, I now, and you know what I actually created in my Instagram folders last night? It actually speaks to this. I need to see the exact name that I put. Okay. I created a folder of, drumroll, hold on. It's called Restful Cool Things.
Yeah. I'm guessing that's like an ironic folder.
No, it's literally, I have at the moment only five things in it, but please feel free to tag me or send me restful cool things to look at when I'm having a panic attack on Instagram. One of them is a puppy sitting on this lady's face sitting on this woman while she does yoga. It's a Dalmatian pup. Yeah. One is a squirrel in the snow. Beautiful close-up footage of that. One is a corgi in what appears to be a hot spring or a pool with his little hind legs just kind of trailing in the water. One is a seal named Sylvester that is curious and he's interacting with the cameraman, Michael Boyd. And then there's John Muir's old cabin spot with snow on it. Another snow one. So anyhow, I've had to, like recently I've had to stop scrolling extremely traumatic videos and images because I can't take it anymore. And I've had to watch squirrels in the snow and stuff like that to get myself from a paralyzed dark place. But it's good to have this info again about Catalina, raising the red flag on that.
Yeah, happy to keep it in view.
Yeah,
I can't help but notice a curious lack of cats on that list. Is that intentional or is it haven't found the right one yet?
You know, I did look at a large cat. Someone was holding up a huge cat that I'm not even convinced was a cat. Like, I think it might have been a different species. But it was snuggling with a dog, and I thought, yeah, that's pretty cute. I can't say that cats are my jam.
Yeah, I think I remember you saying something about that in the past.
But I'm really into pottery right now.
That's not relatable. I think you have a soundbite for that, don't you?
For not relatable?
Don't you?
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Maybe that or this.
Boring anecdote in progress.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. Yeah.
How about this? I'm really into pottery right now. So I like chunky clay. I like vases. I like snakes and animals. Can you hear the snoring? Maybe not.
Are you making pottery or is this just something you like to see?
I'm doing it. I'm making pottery. I'm trying to make hand build. I like slab I want to get into the slab technique. I like the coil technique. I like hand building. And the wheel is for a type losers. So I'm not a wheel girl, okay? I'm into hand building creatures, nature-y things. That's what I'm into. I started watching that reality show that where the judge weeps when someone makes beautiful pottery.
The Great Throwdown on Max.
I can't make heads or tails of it. I don't know how I feel about that. It's upsetting, but it's kind of cool, I guess, that he loves it that much. That's how I feel about comedy.
You brought to tears?
I mean, I guess, no, I'm not brought to tears. I actually think you're the perfect caller. You're so cynical and dark. You're really keeping me on my toes. You're actually bringing out my positive side because you have such a dark-sided energy.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
I know this is unorthodox, but I'd like to invite you to co-host the pod forever. Just kidding. Now, I am going to shift gears here. What does a dark dude like you snack on?
Snack on? Oh, man. Probably a lot of homemade stuff. Persian food, yogurt, Thai food.
And what's a Persian?
I'm not really into packaged.
Okay, well, that's very healthy. What is a Persian snack that you get into?
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Well, I make Persian ice cream from scratch. Woo! Which is kind of laborious and very fancy. It's got saffron and rose water in it.
Ooh-wee! And
I know you've been branching out. You've slowly been accepting
other
spices
cultures
that were on the no list before.
Other cultures. Yes, I have. The great cumin turnaround was a revelation. Revelation. So, I think also the older you get, the more you're like, let me get into other people's food because I've eaten my fair share of the stuff I like. Let me branch out, try something new, have a new taste. I mean, there's nothing more exciting than trying a new thing when you're 80,000 years old. You're like, oh, a new flavor. Maybe life is worth living.
Couldn't agree more. I really get frustrated with friends that are like notoriously picky eaters. And
yeah,
it's like,
picky eaters. You know. It's like, are you a fucking kidding me? An adult that just wants to eat chicken tendies and stuff. It's like, come on, man. I can't do that. I won't name who, but one of my comedy friends is like, fancy food gives me diarrhea.
Brendan Walsh.
No, but that would be funny. Anyway, well, you're great. Where are you in New York? I've imagined that you're in New York.
No, I'm in SoCal suburbs.
Great. Great. Yeah. Are you being plagued by mosquitoes in the warm months like I am?
Oh, my God. The ankle biters? Okay, yeah. Now we're going to go into another infestation story.
Let's go.
Do you? Okay, so regular mosquitoes, right? They need a lot of water to lay eggs.
I know.
Is disturbed,
let me stop you.
The eggs die.
Let me stop you right here. I know.
Of course you do.
Of course I do.
You know how long the eggs survive?
I do. They can breed in a thimble of water. I'm like, okay, let me go around my yard and upturn every leaf that holds a thimble of water. And even then, if it dries out, what, it's like a year they can live without water?
5.
Ugh.
5 years, which is like
there's no way. There's no way to control these mosquitoes.
No.
You know what we need? Oh, my God. I have a brilliant idea. You ready?
Yes. Let's hear it.
Use the chemicals from Catalina to kill the mosquitoes.
Yes.
And we all die. We all die from our gardens being covered. I mean, what the fuck? It's like asbestos. I mean, what are we doing right now that is just absolutely killing us? I just was reading, oh, did you see this on Instagram about the water bottles that's millions of plastic particulate in every little bottle of plastic water?
Yes, actually. Oh, I haven't seen that, but I've gotten, let's just say I've, through osmosis, I've been learning a lot about this and how toxic plastic is. A lot of my friends have been developing fibroids, and the research that they've shown me shows this like high correlation between every facet of packaged and commercially available foods, including bottled water, and how it's having these really like catastrophic effects on everyone's health, but specifically women's health and reproductive health, and nothing. I mean, nothing will be done about it. Like, it's just
right,
completely railroaded. You have to be, people almost roll their eyes at first when you start talking about how dangerous plastics really are.
I know, and, because if it's in the fish, if it's in the fish, well, there's nothing we can do, right? Is it in cows? Maybe we have to all switch to meat. Hey, how about this? You know about that Lyme disease that makes beef taste like rotting shit?
Oh my God, what?
Yeah, like some people who get Lyme disease, it makes meat taste like garbage to them. Which my question is this some sort of like Mother Nature taking back her land? Like if enough people meat tastes disgusting to them, then cows will be rejected from the face of the earth and fly off into outer space, land on the moon.
That's a good theory.
Thank you.
I'm into that.
You're tapping out. All right, listen. Yeah. This call is
going. No, one more for you.
Oh, yes.
Headlights.
I get a notification.
Saying my welcome. Have you noticed like the epidemic of blinding headlights on the roads?
Oh, I thought you said head lice. And I was going to say, no. I get weekly notifications from my child's school because head lice is apparently absolutely prevalent at elementary schools. I don't know if it's just mine, but you know, they're always like, it doesn't correlate with dirtiness. I'm like, it actually does. Because I've never had head lice, right? But anyway, wait, weren't you going to say something? Yeah, headlights. Headlights. So you are now taking me down the road of, are headlights too bright? I think we've run our course.
You what?
I think we've run our course. This is like that episode of Pen 15 where they start going absolutely crazy in the woods, you know? Like we're in a manic state. We need to tap out. But please call back. I think you're a perfect caller for the show.
Thanks. Great chatting.
Okay.
And happy to have you back.
Thank you. Bye. What a call. My God. What's your topic?
Which hand you wipe with?
Actually, that is a good question. At first, I was going to hang up because I'm like, you sound like a troll. But then I'm like, well, that bears thinking about. I mean, my first thought was my dominant hand, which is my left hand, but somehow I keep thinking, is that what I do? I'm going to have
So you're left-handed.
Yeah, I'm left-handed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually wipe my tears with like my left too.
Your tears?
Oh, wait, yeah.
What is this, like a reversal kind of thing you're trying to do here?
I don't know. I figured I had to do something else to
just keep the call going.
An element of surprise.
Yeah. Well, all right. Is that your... I guess that's it. Thank you. I can't let this man lead me down further roads. Okay, look at all these hearts I just drew. This is insane. Hello? What's your topic?
Hello. Dogs and hiking in the desert combined.
God, did you say?
Dogs.
Oh, dogs. Dogs and hiking in the desert. I don't know if I like that combo. I'd be a little worried about the dog's little tootsies.
Yes, that is exactly the topic. Sorry, my heart is beating so fast right now. yeah, so I don't know if this is of interest to you.
I think it is.
But so I just had a really kind of traumatic experience with my dog hiking in the desert yesterday.
Oh no.
Which we do all the time, and it's usually fine. It's always fine.
Right.
But do you know what a Toya cactus is?
This might be that music might be it. I'll start it like when that. You start bringing your energy level up a little and telling the story dramatically. But what cactus?
A Toya cactus?
Choya.
Are you familiar?
No. Let me look it up.
Okay.
I have internet.
They're real bad. They're scary. They kind of like stick to anything that even like lightly brushes against them.
Oh boy, I'm looking at it. That looks like a
really
nightmare.
And they really like dig in there and...
Ugh, that looks like a nightmare. The first image I see if I search that is a dude where it's pricked into his skin and he's pulling it and it's like pulling his skin in every place that it has pricks. Ugh.
Yes. Yeah, so the way the spines work is they're kind of like a fish hook, like barb at the end. So when you try to pull them, they just like yank your skin and they get stuck even deeper. And it's just like a nightmare.
God.
So, yeah. So basically, my dog is walking. She's like doing a real good job avoiding. Normally, there's like the trail is clear, but there's lots of like balls of little Choya like on the trail. She's getting around it, she's doing great, and then she turns around so cute to like check on me. She always looks back at me like, hey mom, doing great, and she just like steps right in one as she's turning around and freaks out and then like flips it onto her.
Now this is horrible, but what this reminds me of, and I wish the last caller was on the phone for this because it reminds me of the most horrible thing I read, and he seemed to be of a similar mind state. Once I read this article about this mom who looked back at her kid in the car, like looked back and touched her little like baby's toes in the car and then was in a head-on collision, and I don't know if they all died.
Oh no!
But
oh my god!
But
that's like so much worse.
It's so horrible. So it's like it makes your cactus thing seem like a fun romp. You know, it's like, but it really made me like shit. I guess I should not ever like look back at my child when I'm driving or like, you know, but just, it was just so haunting. Actually, she survived and then she went on to have more children. Woo.
Did the child survive?
No, the mom, honey, the mom. Yeah.
Oh.
It was just a terrible story that I read. And it's just, these things just stick with you. Like I read a long read about this crazy phenomenon where parents leave their babies in the car and the babies die. And it was insane. Like it was just fascinating because, you know, I think the article made the point, like of course, every parent wants to believe that I wouldn't do this to my child. But what it is these perfect storms of schedule changes. The kid is sick, so they're not making as much noise as usual. The dad takes the kid instead of the mom that day, blah, blah, blah. And it was just, this thing was so fucking haunting. And so on my navigation, when my kid was a baby, I added, get the baby out of the car seat to the end of my navigation. So every time I got out of the car, my navigation would say that. And I was like, why?
Oh, that's very smart.
Thank you. But I was like, why don't car seats like beep one? Like, I don't know. It seemed like there
if
could be something.
Like a weight on them or something.
Yeah. But there was some, there was some reason that they can't do that legally. I forget what it was. Anyway, this was all perfect for the last caller. You're just an innocent lady. Went on a hike with your dog. He got his foot on a cactus. And here I am telling you about child baby death. It's not okay.
None of it is okay.
No.
Yeah. No, that's, I was literally reading about that. Like a guy who took his kid. His wife normally takes the kid to daycare and he just like drove to work thinking like he was in his normal routine.
Yeah.
Left his kid in the back. And I was just like, goddamn, that can really happen to like anybody.
Okay. But let's go back to your dog. Your dog steps in this horrific cactus with one paw.
Yeah, so it was one paw. It was like stuck in her leg at this point. And then the freak out ensued. And then she got like two more and another paw. So it just like kept getting worse and worse. She like was jumping around and stepping in her.
That's like a slapstick routine. So it got in all three paws?
It was like two in one paw, one in the other paw. She was like freaking out. And then we had tweezers because, like, desert hiking, they would say, like, bring tweezers if anything happens. The tweezers weren't working.
Wait,
to
they
get it
say
out.
That for desert hiking?
Yeah, like, bring tweezers with you in case you get, like, a cactus spine stuck in you.
You know
or,
what?
Like,
this
your dog.
Is, honestly, this is my issue with Joshua Tree. Everyone fucking loves Joshua Tree. I'm like, one, I feel like there's weirdos out here that might attack me and it's too desolate. Two, these cacti are absolute menaces.
Yeah. It's funny because I've lived in the desert for most of my life and I've never had like
what desert
encounter this bad. I'm in Tucson, Arizona.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Give yourself a delicious escape from the afternoon with the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Wait.
So
where did I go? Have you ever heard of the Flying E Ranch?
Flying E Ranch? I have not.
I think it's in Arizona. Anyway, whatever.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, it could be like in the Phoenix area maybe, but
yeah,
maybe. Yeah, but we have a lot of cactus and she's had cactus in her before and we've been able to get it out really easily, but it's never been like this bad. Like it was just really stuck in her. But happy ending to the story, like a mountain biker came by and he had a comb, which is like my PSA to anyone who has a dog and hikes in the desert, is bring like a metal comb with you.
Like those little like, flea combs?
To, like rake the cactus out of them. And
so
that's what did it.
So what, you put it into the very like top of the comb and then pull up?
Yeah, like just like squeeze kind of the comb between like their fur and their skin and the cactus and just kind of like flick it out using the comb, if that makes sense.
Oh, so it's like protecting your hands.
Yeah, because like if you grab that, then it's just been you and
wow.
The whole
other. And so then was the skin, like some of these cacti, the skin can get infected and stuff.
Yeah, because like they have toxins or something in them.
You're like, oh yeah, I mean the dog got all paws amputated, but it was just a logistical thing of how to get it out of a cactus so we could keep walking.
Yeah, just so we can finish our hike and then of course
do go ahead with the triple amp.
She doesn't have legs anymore. Yeah.
That is crazy. I always struggle with how much to get into my parental anecdotes because I feel very protective of my child's privacy, but we've had some run-ins with some cacti, and I am, let's just say I'm not super into cacti as a environment. I will say Joshua Tree was beautiful, but of course, when I was there, I was researching who died on hikes in Joshua Tree because it feels like a place you would die on a hike, you know? And sure enough, there were some interesting tales that pop up. Why am I like this?
Like heat stroke or?
Yeah, or they, not bringing enough water, taking a wrong turn, then it's like too hot and this and that. I mean, I can't remember. I just remember like, I think a couple and their dog maybe were like hunched up against a rock dying.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
I mean,
all
I do
souls.
The same thing. Like if I go anywhere where it's like, I'm going to be in the wilderness. I'm like, what are the dangers? What's in store?
I
and
know.
I just, like, catastrophize everything.
Let me
like,
tell
I'm
you.
Fall off a cliff.
REI, like, I think REI is one of my happy places. REI and Pottery Studios.
I love that.
Getting really into games. I like Puns
like
of Anarchy.
Games?
Puns of Anarchy. You ever play that? Let me tell you, boy. Woo-hee! I love it. Puns of Anarchy. What a game. I also...
Wait, Sons of Anarchy?
No,
like the
puns.
Motorcycle?
P-U-N.
Oh.
Like penis, but
so
punis.
Is it playing off of Sons of Anarchy, though, then?
What?
Is it like a play on Sons of Anarchy?
I don't know.
Like, is it related to that at all?
I don't know. But the game itself is super fun. I'm into escape rooms. Escape rooms, pottery, Puns of Anarchy. Let me know what you think of my personality. It's evolving. This is what I'm into now. Cooking.
Okay.
Let me know. I am into hiking. Good. I do like hiking, but I do, I need a good hiking boot. I think, I'm lacking in that regard. All right. So
yeah, that's fair. So that's a hard one.
What do you wear?
Merrell. Like, have you tried the brand Merrell at all?
Yeah, they're popular.
People like them. I don't know.
You know what?
I don't think I'm like a pro when it comes to the merch, but
have you ever removed a callus from your toe with callus remover?
Yeah, like yes, but I feel like it never fully. Like, unless you get a pedicure and you ask them to do it for you, it's never really gone, is it?
No, like, no. Those callus remover pads really work. It's crazy. But
really?
What I think is that, I don't know if you ever look on your iPhone at your walking asymmetry, but I think I walk asymmetrical, and so it just reforms because I do a lot of hikes, walking, night walks, etc. So I'm in a bit of a bind. What I need is a physical therapist to figure out why I'm walking asymmetrically. Also realizing that I put all my weight on my left foot all the time when I'm going around my house. Always. I'm like trying to switch it and balance on my right foot. Anyway, this is a low point of the entire podcast. Not your call.
Oh, no.
Not your call. Not your call. Just me blathering on about puns of anarchy and foot calluses. But you know what? Hopefully this is what the people want. Fingers crossed. We're cutting a wide swath of topics today. We have some real darkness and we have some real boringness and some real lightness. What breed of dog do you have? Let's see if it's one of the cute ones. Hold on. Don't tell me till after the drum roll.
Australian cattle dog mix.
Oh, those are super cute. Very high energy, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she can be. She's a mix, so she's not like the full... Like, I've seen some videos of, like, the purebred cattle dogs, like, just being absolute maniacs.
Do you know what is, like, recommended for the purebred cattle dogs? If you have, like, a lawn area that's fenced, get one cow, and you just let them harass that cow. Otherwise, they're just never going to be calm in the house. They need to be driving a cow all around, you know, driving it mad, basically.
Yeah. Otherwise, they're just, like, menaces to society.
Yeah.
That tracks.
Yeah.
That tracks.
Yeah!
She does try to, like, herd sometimes, like, people. Like, she'll just, like, kind of walk behind you and, like...
Goose you?
Make sure you're going in a direction. I don't know. It's funny.
Does she stick her nose kind of by your tush and go, 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 like that?
She'll, like... Like, if she's feeling hyped, she'll actually kind of, like, snap at your heels sometimes.
Yeah, that's scary.
Like, she's actually
scary.
Like, go, go. Like, that's what they do to cattle, I think.
Right.
Like, they snap a lot. But she doesn't actually make contact.
That's terrifying, though. That really is. Like, that'll really keep you on your toes.
It would be if she was, I don't know, like, more of an asshole. But she's pretty good most of the time.
Yeah. When dogs are like that, I really feel like I don't know what to do because it feels like they have a need of me, and I'm like, what you want from me? What you want from me? What you want from me? What you want from me now? Like, my dog will talk a lot. It's like, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, it really feels like we created, like, all these different breeds of dogs to, like, do very specific jobs for us. And then we were just like, yeah, we don't really need you for this anymore.
So just sit
around in our house
for Instagram photos. Yeah. Like, now they should all be bred for Instagram photos where they have no legs. They're just in a bed looking cute, like, and cozy. And they're just it's all about just breeding the cutest face and they don't even need legs. call me when you breed a dog that has no butthole, because I'm really sick of picking up shits. Also, guess what my dog did to me today?
What?
I shouldn't say he did it to me, but he did this today and I took it personal. Okay, so we just came back from a little trip where I had a backpack that had a side pocket with some snacks in it. I came home from my workout this morning and I see just... I'll post the photo, maybe. Let me think about it. But, like, literally just pretzels and a bag torn open all over the floor. Peanut M&Ms, which any dog owner knows, like, chocolate is toxic to dogs. There was 2 fun-sized packs of peanut M&Ms strewn all over the floor. And a turkey chomp that he fully decimated the package and ate. I don't know if he ate plastic or if that matters. And if he did, it was a small amount. But anyway, I counted every single M&M. I Googled how many M&Ms tend to be in a pack. It was 7 to 9 peanut M&Ms.
Uh-huh.
And I found, I believe, 18. I found 18 M&Ms. So I think if anything, he ate one peanut M&M called poison control. They said that was fine. For his weight.
Your dog's quite small, right?
Yeah, but he's got a kind of thick butt. Like, he's got some kind of, like, dense haunches and kind of like a pad of whale fat on his butt. I don't know.
Interesting.
He loves eating. He's made that clear. And I was like, hey, what are you doing? What is, this is not good. But also I remember seeing on Instagram, you know how everyone's constantly trying to instruct you how to live your life on Instagram. And it was like, something I saw on there that was like, dogs don't understand if they did something bad and you tell them it's bad. I'm like, I don't really agree with that. You should have seen his body language. I think he understood. But I go in your bed, and he went into his crate, which he never really goes into. And then he was looking at me with like the most guilty expression on his face. And as I was like furiously counting these licked up M&Ms, like he licked them all. I'm like, what the fuck? He's such a pig, and he only licked the M&Ms. I'm like, you're missing the good stuff, sweetheart. So I think he's fine, but I was just like, here's the irony. I'm obsessed with bears, and I feel like I need to hang food up from the ceiling with the dog that I have. I have a dog that makes my house like bear country.
But yeah, that's wild. I feel like that's scary.
It is.
Your dog seemed to just like not like peanuts, I guess.
Well,
like,
I mean, he clearly didn't. He doesn't like peanut M&Ms, which is just by the grace of God, he didn't eat two fun size bags of peanut M&Ms. But I'm just like, I just feel like a dog that will, I mean, I found him on the table, which my old dog used to do too, like get up on the dining room table when I, hey, what are you doing? It looks so unnatural to be staring at your dog in their eyes at eye level. But yeah, like it's just scary if he's going to eat anything that's ever accessible to him. Like there's no way you're not going to slip up at some point in a family with a small child. And I mean, also this was packed away in packages in a pocket, and he's dug into each thing and tore every package open.
Oh, damn.
You know what he was bred for? He was bred for opening Christmas packages. He's bred to open Amazon packages. So
that's a very specific skill.
Yeah. So in that sense, he aced it. I need to get, do you think bear spray would be too strong for a small dog? Just kidding. Don't do that. All right. Well, listen, take care. Okay.
All right. You too, Chelsea. Thanks for talking to me.
Thank you. Toodaloo. All right, folks, this has been What a Roller Coaster. What a Roller Coaster. Call after call after call. Let's just say the calls are starting to really roll in, and that's what we're looking for on Call Chelsea Peretti. However, I lost track of time, and it is now really late and time to let go of this podcast. It is what it is. You know, there we have this email feature as well, callchelseaperetti@gmail.com. If you're a little shy, the idea of calling in makes you feel anxious, don't worry about it. Send an email. I'll read it. We'll make that a thing. You can also leave a voicemail, but, you know, email's fun. I don't know what's better anymore. As long as you don't send video. All right. It's hard because I'm seeing all these names pop up and I feel bad. I'm neglecting these final callers here. I have to go eat. I'm hungry again. Only ate one meal today, looking for another one. This is the problem. Intermittent fasting. Yeah, whatever. I'll figure it out. Okay. So everyone have a great day. I'm getting into my Honda.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody. And every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.